Worship starting. The Lord be with you. We welcome you to Holden Vespers. Tonight we will be using Vespers 86, which is this blue folder. Some of them are a little thinner and white. And you'll need one of these to participate in worship. And there are some people back here to pass some of those around if you don't have one yet. And a few words about our worship this evening. If you can turn to page 5. We will be singing Psalm 141. And at a point in the psalm, we will be splitting parts. And you'll see that there's an L1 and an L2. Marty Haugen was up here a couple weeks ago, and he actually told me that L1 and L2 stand for Lake 1 and Lake 2. And it made a lot of sense to me because Heart Lake stands for Lake 1, and Heart Lake now is in summer mode. It's blooming, and the fish are biting, and it's summertime. All the snow has melted, and there's a new family of geese up there, so it's kind of in summer mode. And L2 stands for Lake 2, which is Holden Lake. And Holden Lake is really slow to move into summertime. And it's still very much covered in snow and ice. So I invite you, if you are feeling really invigorated into summer and you're an L1, to sing L1. And if you're still kind of slow into arriving into summer, I invite you to sing L2. And then we will stand when we get to page 9 for the Magnificat. Welcome to worship.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. Stay with us now, for it is evening,
and the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness,
and shine within your people here.
Joyous sigh.
And also with you.
sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of Christ make our darkness bright. For your word and your presence are the light of our pathways. And you are the light and life for all creation. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense, and may your presence surround and fill us so that in union with all creation, we sing your praise and your love in our lives.
A reading from the third chapter of Proverbs. Happy are those who find wisdom and those who get understanding, for her income is better than silver and her revenue better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand. In her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are in peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her. Those who hold her fast are called happy. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And now a reading from When True Simplicity is Gained by Martin Marty. The reading begins with a prayer by the 19th century novelist and clergyman, Charles Kingsley. Give us the true courage that shows itself by gentleness, the true wisdom that shows itself by simplicity, and the true power that shows itself by modesty. The gift of simplicity readies us to revise our ordinary opinions. Before reflecting, we might describe brave persons as bold, brusque, and harsh. Did they not have to be thus if they were to bash the heads of enemies in whose hands they saw the menace of maces and bludgeons? In such habitual ways of thinking, we may well define wisdom as what comes from the storage spaces of a brilliant mind on display, and may associate power with the already powerful, potency with those who keep telling us, "We're number one." But if we take second thoughts, we ask, are not the people admired through the ages the ones whose courage outlasted all those possessed of other qualities? Because the truly great selflessly forgot themselves. They help us remember others so we can see the need to be patient and gentle in a world of self-centeredness. As for their wisdom, it inspires us to reshape our lives in the light of examples that reveal no trace of show-off or know-it-all mannerisms. Like genius, simple, that is why they are the great teachers, a historian with an encyclopedic mind wrote in dedicating his book to his three children. Yes, like genius, simple, the imparter of wisdom, who chooses to teach and save the world by means of the gentle, the simple, the modest, as is the case of the helpless, dying Jesus. Help us today discern the wise among the knowing. God breaks down our own harshness, complexity, and immodesty, thus freeing us for others.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness does not overcome it.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her,
"Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God.
for peace and salvation we pray to you.
For peace between nations, for peace between peoples.
For us who are gathered to worship and praise you.
Out your gospel.
For all those who govern, that justice might guide them.
God have mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in justice to others.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation.
Keep watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people and peace that passes all understanding, and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. The kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us bless our God.
Praise and thanks to you,
our God created.
Go in peace.